Wisconsin is the only state to use all of its tobacco money to fix a state budget. The Wisconsin Nurses Association is one of the groups against the move, calling it fiscally irresponsible. Nurses Association spokesperson Tiffany Richards says lawmakers are turning their backs on young people.
If we can prevent young people from beginning this long, deadly habit and prevent them from getting to that point where they're in need of nursing care, where they're being treated, they're in and out of the hospitals for emphysema and COPD and things like that, we would like to see that happen.
Richard says nurses plan to ask candidates seeking their endorsement how they voted on the tobacco settlement issue. They hope voters also ask lawmakers why they didn't turn to other money-raising ideas like increasing the cigarette tax.
Illinois, Michigan, and Ohio have done that to help fix their budget crunch, and none of the other states that had received tobacco settlement monies used it to fix their budget problems. So we are the only state, and my question is, why are we the only state, and why couldn't we have come up with other alternatives?
The bad news is a budget analysis finds that even using the tobacco settlement money won't be enough. Projections are for deficits of more than $1 billion a year in the next two-year budget because state commitments to various spending programs have outstripped revenues. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.